So good afternoon, everyone. It really is a great pleasure for us to extend a very warm welcome to all of you who have come here this afternoon to hear this public address. Such a pleasure to see so many happy, attentive faces. Our program this afternoon is going to begin with a song and a prayer. Could you please stand and join in singing song number 56? That is, Please Hear My Prayer. Afterward, you may remain standing for the prayer. Now, let's sing together song number 56. Things. We would like to humbly come before you now in the name of your dear Son, Christ Jesus, to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the privilege and opportunity to be here this afternoon. We ask for your direction and your spirit, that you will bless our efforts that we've made to be here, that we can benefit from the information and instruction that we will receive. We are so thankful for the organization that you have provided, for all the dear brothers and sisters, those that we see around us here this afternoon, and those throughout the world. We know that by means of your love, by means of your Son's sacrifice, that we have such friends, such close friends, such brothers and sisters as these. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for the instruction that you give us, that we can be upbuilt, encouraged, and directed in the way that we should walk. So we leave ourselves in your care and keeping for the rest of this afternoon. We ask your blessing on those who have parts. And again, please help us to be attentive, help our hearts to be opened so that we may be responsive to what we will hear this afternoon. This prayer we bring you now, mindful of our shortcomings, our imperfections, and the things that we do each day that displease you. We beg forgiveness for these things, and we always offer this prayer in the name of your dear Son and our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Amen.